It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hey there, welcome to this week's edition of the show. Of course, I'm your host, Scotty Myers, joined by my wife. And of course, don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Scotty Myers, and Facebook and Instagram, Scotty Myers Show. You can find us there. Leave us comments, any thoughts you have on the show, ideas. I will probably reply to you. You won't.
No, I don't have access to your stuff.
Hell no, you don't.
If I did, you'd be in big trouble.
Oh, I would never get another job on this planet.
Or you'd get lots of jobs.
I think I'd be canceled. I think is what would happen to me. I think. Just because you would think it was funny.
Yeah, I want to destroy your life. I can do that by myself. I don't need social media.
I was going to say, yeah.
I'm destroying your life from the inside out.
It's an inside job.
Like a parasite.
Job. It's an inside job. It's a conspiracy
theory. The call is coming from inside the house.
Oh, you and I were talking earlier, and I was like, oh, we should talk about this on the show tonight, about the worst insult someone could call you, or then what somebody has
right
called you. And yours, I was amazed, because it's not, most people would think it's either like body related.
Physical.
Mine is a little body related. Mm-hmm. Or just like flat out like insulting, right?
Yeah, like stupid.
Stupid.
Or worse. Right.
You know, those types of things. yours was not, I wouldn't say that bad. On the surface.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. The way I brought it up to you is I told you a guy that I had a crush in high school that I'm friends with on Facebook had a baby. And I felt kind of weird about it. Like, good for them. But also like, oh.
The guy had a baby?
He had a baby.
Then you should feel weird about it. You most definitely should feel weird about it.
No, but it was like, it's the delightful news and can't help but remember what high school was like and how young we were and stupid. But I never told him I had a crush on him. Even after high school, I never told him because I have dignity. But I remember one time we had the same off class. And I remember like trying to insert myself into his hangout area, which was the library. Oh. So him and another friend of his that I kind of knew, who may have had a crush on me. Basically, like, I just sat down at the table with them and just started talking to them. And then every off class, I would just be like, I'm here. I'm showing up. And after a couple of months, my crush, out of the blue, I don't even remember what we were talking about, but I remember him saying, well, you're kind of annoying. And I never got over it. I never got over it then. Like, just annoying? Why? I'm not aggressive. I'm not obnoxious. I don't talk loud. I don't think I've changed much since high school. So I look back on those days thinking I was kind of the same person as I am now. And just thought, like, what the hell does he mean? I think he meant because I was like on student council and I put myself out there. I wasn't
right.
Afraid. I wasn't a wallflower, but I wasn't obnoxious about it. But I think when you're like in high school and you're trying to be cool like he was, you'd probably see someone like me as too out there, too confident, going after things. I don't want anything to do with her. She's annoying.
And that is the comment that derailed your life.
It kind of did. Because I know I got into media and I don't think I was like, you know what? I'm going to show him and harness this annoying personality trait and make money from it. I think I went into my head and made sure that I was more quiet and subdued and not loud and not in people's faces. And I think that kind of bit me in the ass because now I see all these other females in media or in my life that went after things and get into people's faces and laugh out loud and hug people. And I think I'm too afraid to do that.
It's not too late.
No, it is.
No.
Because
no,
I don't like touching people.
And,
I don't want to look happy. It's not a good look for me. It's over. Other people can look happy and be annoying. I want to be anything but annoying. I've been called annoying since. Mm-hmm. And it's crushed me. It really has. And like I told you, that is the worst thing that you could ever call me. And I am hesitant to tell people that. It's almost like telling someone you have a severe food allergy because you don't want that person to kill you in the future with that allergy. Right. Like, yeah, I don't want you to have that in the back of your head. And then the next time we have a big blowout fight.
Which we never do.
We never do. But if we do, you might say, God, you're annoying. And I would be really hurtful.
That's true. I have a kryptonite bullet now.
You do.
Like, I really do.
And I have a couple for you.
Oh, really?
Well, go ahead.
Well, mine is like a past thing. Like, it was very weird. Mine came out of nowhere. It wasn't, and I don't know who this person was that said this about me. It was posted online. And again, it's working in the media and stuff like that. And when you're like, I don't know, I guess like public figure, you have to kind of just take it in a way. And so I was doing a morning show in Halifax, and I used to be on a different radio station in Halifax. I was on one called Q104, and I was on one Live 105. I was doing the morning show on Live 105. When I was on Q104 previously, I was 325 pounds.
Luscious.
And when I was back doing the morning show, I was down, I was like 200. And so there were people on Reddit, and they were talking about the new morning show that I was hosting, and some people were shitting on me and saying how I sucked and blah, 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 which is fine, whatever. And then one person, it started out okay. They were like, I'm indifferent to Scotty Mars. Don't hate him. Don't, not a fan. Like, cool. I can listen to him, but whatever. And then they were like, but I am very happy for him because he sounds happier and healthier because when he was on Q104, he was audibly overweight.
Oh, no, the laugh was annoying.
And I just think, like, audibly overweight, like, even though I was a bigger guy, I was still athletic. I was still playing sport. It wasn't like I was introing songs like panting for breath, like, that was Guns N' Roses. Yeah, it wasn't like Cheetos. Like, it wasn't.
Like, breathing through your nose. I think that's a telltale sign for me is when you're listening to someone and they just really sound like they're, I don't know how to do it. It just really sound like there's a lot of fluid in their cheeks, making it hard for their nose to get good action. I don't know.
I mean, I've listened back. I have audio air checks from those old shows. And when I saw that comment, I was like, I got to go back and listen. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't think I sounded
like you had sleep apnea.
Yeah. Like, I didn't sound like, you know, somebody should have rushed oxygen into the studio or anything like that. So that, like, that to me was like, yes, I didn't sound like that anymore, and the person was pointing that out, but the fact that that's all they took from my on-air life was, you know what, he sounds audibly overweight. Like,
and that is a backhanded compliment.
Oh, big right? time. Yeah, yeah.
And I remember being asked, like, oh, what's a backhanded compliment that you received? And I don't really recall any. Maybe they just went over my head, or I just push them out of my head, but that is a backhanded compliment of like, wow, you look so great. Because you were so overweight last year, you know, that kind of thing. Yeah, you're like, thanks.
Well, like, I can, think. Like, one that I always stands out to me, and I'm friends with the guy that said it to me, so I point it out to him every now and then. But the first time I ever did stand up and I came off stage, and the guys was like, did you write that all yourself? Because it was pretty good. And it was like,
Yes. Thanks.
I'm aware not to steal jokes. Yeah. So yeah, I wrote all that. Backhanded. Go fuck yourself.
I do remember a backhanded compliment once. I was wearing shoes at a job that I had before and just hanging out in the newsroom. And one of the anchors looked at my shoes and like, oh, I really like your shoes. And she was from Toronto. She was very fashionable. Her dad was rich. So I took that as a compliment, like, wow, coming from her. I kind of looked up to her, even though we were at the same age. She's like, yeah, they remind me of a pair that I donated to Goodwill. Thanks. They're not, I didn't buy them at Goodwill, but
That's what you should have said to her. She'd be like, really? I got a great deal on these at a Goodwill place.
Hers were name brand and mine were from Payless. But yeah, backhanded compliments are so confusing.
They're tough. But, I haven't had one in a long time. So I don't know if
because
that means...
Because we've been trapped in the house forever.
No. But even pre-pandemic, I can't think of one like recently that I was like, wait a minute. I feel... Funny. Complimented and insulted all at the same time, right? Like, I haven't had that feeling in a long time. But, I can remember things that people would say. They weren't compliments or anything, but still, like, I remember getting a giant order at McDonald's once. and the guy going, oh, is this for you? And I was like, fuck you, man.
A good backhanded compliment in a way could be when a sushi restaurant, let's say, for example, gives you multiple chopsticks and soy sauce packets and napkins when you're, I usually will order the most gluttonous, party package for three people just because I want to eat all of it. And you open the bag and they give you three or four chopsticks. It's like... I guess it's not a backhanded compliment. You just think they're assuming that I'm not eating this all by myself.
Okay, I will share something really sad. I used to. This is really sad. So.
Just remember, this is ammunition.
No, this isn't ammunition. This is just, dear God, what's wrong with you? So I used to get, like a big feed of like McDonald's and junk food on Sundays for football. Mm-hmm. Back when I didn't really care about what I ate. And because I was getting more McDonald's than I thought, like one person should get, mm-hmm. I would get two drinks.
It's for my girlfriend.
Like literally to cover up.
Right.
The shame that I had in my order.
Oh.
I would get two drinks. Good
time. Did you drink both night or did you save
it?
Yeah.
No.
Fountain Pop's pretty good though.
Fountain Pop is delicious.
Especially like Fountain Pop Coke.
That was the thing, how right? Cold. It was like I would go and then when I would get snacks, so I would get my McDonald's, that'd be lunch, and then I get some snacks that I would have later in the football game. And so when I went and got snacks, I didn't get pop because I got two
right
at McDonald's, a little fountain root beer and a little fountain Coke. It's fantastic.
Your girlfriend loves root beer.
Loves root beer. She, if I came home without the root beer, there would have been hell to pay. So, but yeah, so that was a little insider trick.
In case you're ashamed of yourself.
A little life hack. A tip. God. It's going to be my BuzzFeed life hack article.
How to hide your shame.
How to hide your shame. Because I've had many shameful moments. But yeah, so that's the worst thing anybody's ever said to me. I mean, especially when I was heavier than I am now. And as a kid, you get insulted constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. You hope kids are better now, but they're not.
They're not. Not from what I've heard.
So, I fat and chubby and tubby mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. And then I would fight kids. And, but what was so funny and got me, when I think back on it, was they would make fun of me, call me a name. And then if I took a step towards them, they'd run.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like very weird, like kid mentality of like, I'm going to make fun of that guy, but if he comes towards me, and I'm afraid. Like very weird kid mentality. But yeah. So it's a good time.
I think bullies like to get the reaction, right? And sometimes it's better to walk away as much as it hurts and sticks with you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nephew is what is Alex, 5?
Something like that,
He's in like primary. He's not even grade 1. And the kids make fun of him because he has curly hair.
Yeah.
His hair is beautiful.
He's got great hair.
And like I've said it to my mom, like, people would kill for curly hair like that when they're older, right? And when you're older, curly hair, when you style it properly and everything, it's great. And a lot of people just go through painstaking process to get curly hair like that. And kids in his class, 4 or 5 year olds make fun of him. They don't want to play with him because he has curly hair. And like, how do you tell a little kid that young, a good comeback or just walk away, ignore them. It's hurtful. Oh, and when you're that young, you don't know what to think.
Well, and on top of that, when you're that young, the last thing you want to do is walk away. Like, you either want to walk away and cry, mm-hmm. or you want to just lash out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, those are kind of the two options when you're a kid like that. And I mean, you know, when you're five, it's not like lashing out, you're going to do any damage. So,
good.
Like, you know, maybe let them smack one of these kids. Just let them call them curly hair or whatever. yeah, it's weird. And you know, like in my head, as you were saying it, I was like trying to think of like cool characters that have curly hair mm-hmm. that he could kind of maybe
yeah.
come back with. Like, oh yeah, well, Iron Man has curly hair, but he doesn't. Like, yeah. Nobody has curly.
And I was thinking maybe celebrities that have curly hair, like Justin Timberlake. And you think, you know, these people have curly hair and no one makes fun of them or they're successful or people love them. I don't know if that would help. It's hard with comebacks even when you're a bit of an older child, because I had, it was grade 7, I think. So I was 12, 13. And there was this boy in my class who loved to point out that I had a mustache. Okay, so for those of you who don't know, I have dark hair and my background is like Indigenous, French Canadian, like German. So there's dark hair, dark complexion, lighter skin, dark hair, whatever. So yeah, I guess when I was younger, I did. I never thought of it when I was that young. So I became obsessed with like bleaching it. You can buy facial hair bleaches.
Oh, okay. You can do that for your butthole too.
Yes. I never did that. But yeah, so I think it actually like discolored my skin permanently. I don't know. But I remember being really upset about it. And my sister, Michelle, who's like a year older than me, had this great comeback that next time he says it, because he said it all the time, to look at him and go, well, at least one of us does.
Oh!
And it worked! I remember I was at the water fountain in the hallway, and he was behind me, David, and he said, Natalie has a mustache. He'd always say it like that, like in a creepy, under his breath voice.
Yeah.
And I turned around, and like, I could feel, it was like slow motion, like my heart was just like, baba, baba. And I was like, at least one of us does. And he never said it again. I don't know what worked. On what level, like, was it that I had a comeback, that I didn't run away, or that when you're like a 13-year-old boy and all you want to do is grow a mustache, it really cut him.
I still
have a mustache.
And on top of that, it's not like he was going, it's a me, a Natalie, oh, like, you know, was it like,
I'm not Italian.
No, but it wasn't like, you know, he's calling you Super Mario, yeah. Brother. I mean,
it wasn't
like,
creative.
No, there's no creativity to that. So, yeah.
I don't really know if I even had a mustache back then. I don't remember. I have chin hairs now.
What a beautiful portrait painted. Mustache, chin hairs, absolutely fantastic.
Well, it's life.
It's true. It's true.
Hormones.
I'm going to move on to geek news. All right. And let you go pluck your chin.
I do have some to pluck, actually. I touch them all the time.
All the time?
It's like Merlin with his beard, but I graze my chin hairs.
Have fun. On to our geek news of the week. We'll start in the world of Marvel, and they released the trailer for Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage. And man, what a letdown. I'm sorry. I watched this and I was just kind of like, And my issue with the trailer is, why does the first 30 plus seconds, almost a minute of the trailer, is Venom cooking and cracking jokes? And throughout most of the trailer, Venom is cracking jokes. And I'm like, that's not the Venom that I've read and loved in comic books, you know? So very disappointing. Now, again, this was just the first trailer. There was some good stuff in there. We saw Woody Harrelson, we got a little bit of look at Carnage. Got some hints dropped at Shriek. Like, there was some good stuff in the trailer. But my initial reaction from the first trailer was, it's almost like somebody said, remember how bad the first movie looked? Let's see if we can make the second one look worse. And they did. Now, I'm not saying I'm not going to go see it. I'm not saying that it may not turn out to be good. I'm just saying that that first trailer, massive letdown. Massive, massive letdown. Another letdown in the world of Marvel. Not anything that they've done, but a lot of fan casting has had, you know, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt as Mr. Fantastic and the Invisible Girl in a Fantastic Four movie. Well, Emily Blunt kind of shit all over that idea today. She was doing an interview with Howard Stern, and she just kind of said, like, you know, I love Iron Man. She was offered Black Widow and had to turn it down. But she said, they're not up my alley. I don't think superhero movies are for me. I don't like them. I really don't. She said, it's been exhausted. We're inundated, not only with movies, it's the endless television shows as well. It's not to say that I'd never want to play one. It would just have to be something so cool and like a really cool character, and then I'd be interested. So she's leaving a little bit of room open there, but she's kind of basically saying, and I know she started the whole thing by saying, it's not that it's beneath me, but the way she then followed it up kind of made it sound like she feels like superhero stuff is a bit beneath her. And listen, she's entitled to her opinion. I think she would fit really well in a superhero world. But hey, her career, not mine. And maybe Marvel will be able to sweet talk her into a Fantastic Four role if that's the road they decide to go down. But it sounds like at least they have their work cut out for them. James Gunn has been doing a lot of press and Twitter question and answers and stuff like that. And he said he's never going to say never to a Guardians of the Galaxy 4, but he does see Guardians 3 as kind of the end of the story that he wanted to tell. And that's, you know, he'd have to basically have a new story that he wanted to tell if he were to come back to Guardians. And, you know, like, I'm sure he may have an idea between now and the time of that Guardians 4 may even film. But yeah, it's a little bittersweet for fans of the Guardians of the Galaxy. Of course, you're not only just going to get Guardians Volume 3, but you are going to get the Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special directed by James Gunn as well. And that one takes place, the Holiday Special, as far as in the MCU timeline, it will take place before Thor Love and Thunder, and then Guardians Volume 3 will take place after Thor Love and Thunder. So just something to keep an eye out for if you're a big fan of Guardians of the Galaxy. Switching over to the world of Star Wars, it's a lot of Star Wars TV is what we're being inundated with now, which sounds so weird to say. You know, I can think of, like, even going back 5 years ago, Star Wars television didn't seem like it was ever really going to happen outside of the animated shows. And now we've got a ton of live action stuff. First, Book of Boba Fett merchandise is now available. Just some basic t-shirts to start with over at shopdisney.com. But if you want to get a head start on the Book of Boba Fett merchandise, I'm debating it, you can head on over there and grab basically a logo shirt for the series is the only thing I've seen up so far. Switching over to the Obi-Wan show that's currently filming, there are some rumors flying around out there that we may see the Inquisitors pop up, which would totally make sense. You know, if you've got a Jedi out in the galaxy rise of the Empire, like post, you know, Palpatine taking over, basically Inquisitors were out there doing some hunting. So it would totally make sense for an Inquisitor to pop up in the Obi-Wan show, at least for one episode. I'm sure Obi-Wan would crush an Inquisitor pretty quickly. But yeah, be very, very cool to see Inquisitors on the show. And then the last little bit of Star Wars news is an odd one. And I'm not 100% sure how to take this news, to be totally honest. Of course, all the shows that want to are throwing out, you know, who they should for your considerations for Emmy nominations. And, you know, Disney sent out a bunch for The Mandalorian, including Gina Carano, which is a little surprising because she's no longer part of the Lucasfilm family. They, you know, fired her basically from not only The Mandalorian, but she was probably going to be part of a couple other series that were coming to Disney Plus. But when they sent out their For Your Consideration for The Mandalorian, they listed her for supporting actress. Will she get a nomination? Probably highly unlikely, but it seems like maybe a bit of an olive branch to Gina Carano from the folks at Lucasfilm. It just seems odd to me that if they were totally out of the entire Gina Carano business, that they just would have left her off the four-year consideration. It's something to keep an eye on anyway. Over in the world of DC, if you live in the UK and you listen to this podcast, first off, thank you. Secondly, I really don't like you because you're going to get a chance to see Suicide Squad early. They have upped the release date of the Suicide Squad in the UK. It is now going to open there on July 30th. That is ahead of the August 6th date here in North America. Now, maybe they might consider pushing the whole thing up to July 3rd. Seems like an odd move to do this with the Suicide Squad, especially with Warner Brothers and HBO Max doing the day and date release both theatrically and on the streaming service. So it seems weird that they would want to open this movie, you know, somewhere else early because, you know, pirating and spoilers and all that kind of stuff. Good move, I guess, if you're a fan in the UK. Bad move if you're a fan here in North America. So a little bit of a bummer. Sticking with the cast of the Suicide Squad, of course, one of the bigger members, Harley Quinn and Margot Robbie, she was doing some press recently, and she talked about the fact that she is pushing very hard behind the scenes to get Poison Ivy in the DCEU. She went into great detail about how when she was reading all kinds of Harley stories, you know, getting her mind into the character, she loved the relationship between Poison Ivy and Harley Quinn. And she even said, whether it was just in some of the more kind of kid-friendly comics where they're just really good friends, or in some of the more adult stories where they're lovers, she was like, I love both kind of takes on their relationship. They have a complex and beautiful relationship, and she has been pushing very, very hard to have Poison Ivy show up in the DCEU. Don't know when that would be. I don't think we're going to get a sequel to Birds of Prey. We could maybe still get Gotham City Sirens. That would be a great place to introduce Poison Ivy, as well as maybe a Catwoman. If Pattinson's Batman is kind of out on his own sector of the multiverse, then we need a Catwoman for this sector of the multiverse. So yeah, keep your fingers crossed that Margot gets her way and we get some Ivy in the DCEU. If you're a Fortnite player, hop on over to your Fortnite and grab yourself the latest skin release, and that is a skin of Beast Boy from the Teen Titans. His skin became available today, so you can grab that and add it to your collection. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thanks so much for spending time with us. Again, don't forget to hit us up on all the socials. Scotty Myers on Twitter, Scotty Myers Show on Facebook and Instagram. And of course, if you want to shoot me an email, head on over to scottymyersmedia.com. And until we chat again, have a great week.